Diablo on the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.
Silver bells, silver bell. I'm caroling already. It's only December 4th. Welcome to the morning show. My name is Diablo. A little bit of sun trying to peek through here. I don't know if it'll do a whole lot to warm us up right now, but later on today it will. We're at 2 above right now. I got to talk Breckenridge Family Community and Teens Center with Mandy Steinberger. Number one, those trees over there are breathtaking.
They are.
I drove by there this morning. I always make my little lap in the morning before I get in here to the studio.
Yes.
It just absolutely took my breath away. It's like, those are beautiful. So way to go with the tree lighting, and the city of Breckenridge.
Yeah.
Way to go.
Lori Geoffrey, she did a bunch of that. Of course, Lori's amazing. And then her new love, that 20-foot snowman. Like, I love, I'm absolutely loving that thing.
Yeah, that adds a nice twist to it.
Yes, for
sure. It really does. So what's going on? What's happening in December over there outside of everything?
Well, I didn't mention this to you when we were chatting just a few minutes ago, but you heard about the water main break over there, correct?
I did, yeah.
Yeah. So we were shut down yesterday. I got a call yesterday morning and we got to get this done, and so we're doing some tinkering and getting that all fixed up, and hopefully we'll be ready to go and open back up tomorrow for everybody to, and hopefully we'll have some ice to skate, but I have to find out from the guys whether it's skatable. So if anybody needs to know whether we have our rink open or if we're open, I would highly recommend following us on Facebook. And that is Family Community Center Breckenridge on Facebook. So
just get over there. That's going to tell you everything you need to know.
Yes, absolutely. And so if you're not on Facebook, you can always give a call to me at 701-640-6829. Give me a text or call and just say, hey, what's going on? But you'll find all of our events, all of, everything that we've got going on there. And I'd also highly recommend just continuing to listen to KBMW here to hear what's going on.
We'll let you know. Everything you tell me, it pretty much goes on our promo sheet. So we'll keep people informed.
So, and we're knocking on Warming House, though. We're knocking on it. So we're planning on starting the Warming House hours on Friday, December 19th. And that's when we're going to start to extend our hours and be open later on Fridays. So we'll be open 3 to 7 p.m. on Friday, starting December 19th. And then 1 to 7 on Saturdays, and then 3 to 6 on Sundays. So that is starting, like I said, December 19th. We will be closing a little early for a rental at 6 p.m. on the 27th, though.
Okay.
A rental that had booked well before we figured everything out.
Do you get a lot of those? Do you get a lot of people coming in going, I want to rent this space out? Because it's surprising you're not booked every day, because that's a great facility.
Every year our rental numbers increase.
I love that.
And more people find out about it and more people want to continue to use it. Yeah. And so it's like, especially around the holiday season, it's like you've got these people that, we've got, I think it's like 10 plus this month of rentals.
Wow.
And so just like, people are very happy to rent it. They love the fact that with the $65, you get a whole 4 hours of rental and you get to use the whole facility, which
again is a great facility.
Absolutely.
So definitely worth the cost.
Absolutely. So, we've had everything in there though, like from baby showers to like birthday parties and family reunions. Like it is just every year the turkey trot. I love doing the turkey trot over there. So that we love. My son actually Theo was in that this year. That was so fun. He actually got second.
All right.
So
way to go, Theo.
So he loved that. But it's just a fantastic asset to the community.
Well, and there's a reason community is in your name.
Right.
Because, that's kind of what it's all about, too. So it kind of works into your whole mission.
It does.
What else going on?
So yeah, we've got, of course, our normal after school hours open from 3 to 5:30 Monday through Friday until December 19th. And then we've got our, so we already had the tree lighting. That was amazing, by the way. Oh, did you get over there?
I did not, but I hit it hard for Lori because she's like my hero. And I said, I'm gonna give you a good push on this
one. She's a rock star.
Yeah. So you had a good turnout for that.
Yes,
I love it. It was
fantastic. So, and then we've got our craft day. We're doing two craft days this month. Okay. So we're doing one next Thursday, December 11th, from 1 to 5:30, and we are decorating Christmas cookies.
Oh, I like that.
Because it's amazing.
Yeah.
Like, so
'tis the season.
It really is. And our craft days have been just growing, and it's been so amazing to see. And so we'll just be continuing. We're already starting to think into like what we're going to do next year. So, just the response that people have had to our craft days has been really heartwarming. So
love hearing that.
And then, we're going to be open 10 to 2 on Saturday for that cookie crawl next Saturday.
Oh yeah.
The 13th. So you guys come on in, grab your tins, contact the chamber to find out where and when, or go on Facebook for them. And
gonna be fun.
It is absolutely like amazing. And then we're gonna make sure we have enough cookies. I probably shouldn't have said that out loud.
Yeah, I just thought of that.
but we're gonna do our best to have as many cookies as we can possibly have ready for that. And then we have our Christmas craft party and movie day. And that is going to be on Monday, December 22nd. And from 1 to 6 p.m., we're through the whole month, of course, we're going to have coloring contest. And then we'll have coloring pages that day for the coloring contest. We're going to have door prizes. We're going to do a Christmas ornament craft. So you can literally add these to the Christmas tree this year.
What a great tradition.
Yes.
What a great way to start a
yes.
tradition.
So, and then, of course, the free popcorn. We'll have our pizza delivered by 3:30, and it's just $2 a slice. And we're going to be watching our annual Charlie Brown Christmas.
I love that.
I love it, too. I do.
Bet.
I love that tradition. So, yeah, it's we had a bigger movie day in November with our Charlie Brown Thanksgiving. And we were not anticipating the numbers that we had. We ran out of pizza and popcorn, so I had to go and run.
What a great problem to have.
It was amazing.
Yeah.
It was so amazing.
I'm tempted to say that's a power of radio, but it's just not us. It's what you're doing over
there.
I mean, it's just the outreach.
It's a community effort, really.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It really is. Anybody that's in my position knows, like, you don't do this alone, and it's never, like, you always want to know, like, if it wasn't you, it would still succeed. Like, mm-hmm. It's like, just take the
You're
ego out of it.
You're being far too modest, but that is you.
But it's amazing what my staff does, what the city does. The guys are, Warren is, he's going to love me for this. Warren is phenomenal. He is so particular about the ice and how it goes on and what happens with that. And that makes it what it is every year.
He's a little OCD with
yes,
it, is what you're saying? Okay.
And he is just so amazing. And it's like, I let them know, like, hey, you guys, as a community, let's work together to not skate the ice when it's not skatable, because that really does. Like, we've got hockey players that want to be able to. We want people and littles that want to be able to skate it without, like,
You want good ice.
Right, we want good ice. And so it is a community effort. So it is like people like make sure we're only going on when it's ready. So
right.
But it is. It's fantastic. We're going to have our Berlin New Year.
Berlin. Oh yeah, yeah. Didn't you do this last year?
Yes,
we talked about it. I remember it.
Yes.
It sounds really familiar.
Yes.
Explain this one.
So some people like me don't want to be out till midnight.
Some people like me can't be. Physically impossible.
Right. So we thought it would be really funny and fun to, like, essentially say, hey, the Teen Center is going to just become Berlin for a day. and we're on their time zone. And so when they turn midnight, we're going to do a balloon drop. And that's how it's going to roll. And so at 5 p.m. is midnight in Berlin.
All right.
And so
that's the catch.
And that's the catch.
I like that. That is creative. It's unique.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. And it's just it's a fun, different thing to where kids then can also, who are probably not going to be up till midnight, maybe. Hopefully for parents.
Yeah.
But it is a fantastic way to just get the family all involved. And then we usually do a drawing for one of the kids that can pull the drop cord for the balloon drop.
All right.
And so we're going to have.
And then it's early, but in your world, it's 2026, right?
Absolutely.
Oh, I love
absolutely.
That.
Yeah. And it's we're going to have noisemakers, and we're going to have free cider cocoa, and yeah, then we're. And we're going to ask people to register their child for the chance to pull the cord.
All right. Going to be a good time.
It is going to be so much fun.
Mandy, listen, we're out of time, but I can't wait till our conversation, and I can't believe I'm saying this, in the new year, in 2026.
Yeah, that happened.
But you'll be back early January. We're going to talk some more about things happening over there at the Family, Community, and Teen Center. Thanks for stopping in, by the way.
Yes, thank
and if you,
you
see Mandy today, you're going to love the hat. Mandy's wearing a hat that anybody else could not pull off. She's pulling this off.
Well,
you are rocking the hat. I'm loving that, by the
thank
way.
Thank you.
All right. 927 here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.
Farmers Union Oil of Southern Valley.
Hi, it's Amanda.